Kutisiches Chelik Chavav Sisa Beis. So in Parsha Kisisa we have the Parsha of the Shemna Mishcha. The Torah tells us the things that you take in order to make the Shemna Mishcha and how much Shemen you have and how much of the Psalmim is. And then the Pasuk continues in Kapitel Lamed Pasuk Chavav Umashachta Beyaseil Meid Vesarein Hoedus. Then the Pasuk continues and tells us about the different Kalims, the Shulchan, and it's Mizbach Ha'ela, Yidashta Oysim V'hoyu Kedosh Kodoshim. And then the Pasuk Vayte continues, as Armez Bonav Timshach, V'kidashta Oysim L'chayinli. It tells us about the dinim of Shemana Mishcha. So the Rebbe tells us on this din of Nigya Shemana Mishcha that the Rashi says that it's Kimin Chof Yivonis, and the Rebbe discusses other Rashis in Pash Tetzav, as we'll see in the Pnim of the Sicha. From the Pasuk, Amashach Tebei is Eil Meid Gamer, is Rashi Maitik Diverto Mashachtabei, and is Mefarish, Kola Meshiches Kimin Chof Yivonis, Chutz Mishal Molochim Shein Kimin Nezer. That all the Meshiches that the Pashto is discussed over here is Kimin Chof Yivonis, except for Shal Molochim Shein Kimin Nezer, it's like a crown. That the Mokif from Rashi's Pirush wegen the Eifani Amshicha is in Gemara Heirius and Krisus. And the Lashna Gemara in Heirius is, Meishchen is Hamulachim Kimin Nezer, Ves Hakeanim Kimin Ki. Then the Gemara asks, Mai Kimin Ki? Amir Abnashi Bargadia, Kimin Chof Yivoni. So that's the Gemara. So the Gemara first tells us that Meishchen is Hamulachim Kimin Nezer, and there's Hakeanim Kimin Ki, and Mai Kimin Ki, Kimin Chof Yivonis. So even though this is Taka the Mocker of Rashi, of its Zaman der Mit, is Rashi Bipirushi Mishanda from Lashon Gemara become a Protim. That there's a difference the way Rashi says it and the Gemara says it. Rashi Zogt, Kola Meshichis, Nit nor Meshichas Kenim, wie steht in Gemara. Gemara says Meshichas Kenim is Kiki, and Rashi says Kola Meshichis. Beis, and is Magdim, Kola Meshichis, Far Meshichas Molochim. And the Gemara first discusses Meshichas Molochim and then Kol HaMeshichas, and by Rashi it's Fakert. In Gimel Nochmer, Afilu Nochdem, bring Rashi Meshichas Molochim nit al tzabov adin b'fnei atzmei. Whereas in the Gemara, there's a din, it speaks about the Meshichas Molochim, that Meshichas Meshichas Molochim k'menezer. But Rashi is not bringing the din of Meshichas Molochim al tzadin b'fnei atzmei, v'in Gemara. Nor al sprat, hayetze chutz min haklal from Kol HaMeshichas, chutz mishal Molochim. There's the Iker din of Rashi, what Rashi is trying to bring out, is Kol HaMeshichas Kimin Chof Yivonis. That seems to be the important point of Rashi. Mashenken, Chutz Shem Molochim Shu Kimin Nezer. It's a Bekitzer. So we have a Rashi that says, Kol HaMeshichas Kimin Chof Yivonis, Chutz Mishal Molochim, Shein Kimin Nezer. We have a Gemara, the Gemara says Fakert. That's, the Gemara starts off that the Meshichas, Meshichas HaMolochim Kimin Nezer, that's the first piece of information. And then the second piece of information, Vesakenim, he doesn't speak about Kol HaMeshichas, Esakenim Kimin Ki, and then the Gemara Taishdu is, Mai Kimin Ki, Kimin Chof Yivonis. Now the time from the Shinuyim is moving Mepashas, it's not Shver, there is not asking a Kasha between the Gemara and Rashi, because Rashi Dal HaTeira, Yedach Mepharish Pshut Yishol Mikra, and in the Pesukim, Retzach Vegen Merer HaMeshichas. The Pesukim are not only talking about, like we mentioned before, the Pesukim is it's a Parsha of the Shem and Mishchas Kedesh, and it tells us all the things that you're Meshach. Speaks about Meshichas HaMishkon, V'Horon, and the Kelim, and Eich Meshichas Aron Ubonov. So this is discussed in this Parsha. Aber, wegen Meshichas Molochim, wert don Nidermont. So therefore, really, the union of Meshichas Molochim is not really a subject over here. Und der Rebbe is Rashi Mefarish, first of all, Kol HaMeshichas, wegen welches Retzach in Dib Sukim, are Kimin Chof Yivonis. So therefore Rashi is not saying like the Gemara, that the Gemara is only talking about Meshichas Molach Keanim, because Rashi is talking about the Meshichas in these Pesukim. And then Rashi adds, Chutz Mishal Molachim, V'shteit Nit in the Pesukim, Shei Kimin Ezer. So therefore, that explains why that Chutz Mishal Molachim is only like a din in a din. It's not the din itself. Rashi is not here to explain what the dinim of Chutz Mishal, of the Molachim. Rashi is saying, and also Rashi is not only speaking about Kenim, because he's speaking about all the Meshichas that are discussed here, so it's Pashut. So Rashi is saying, it says, so you should know that a Meshach Tebei is Kol HaMashiach is Kimin Chaf Yuvanis. Not only Ken and Kol HaMashiach that are discussed here. And then there's another Mashiach, which is the Mashiach of Malachim, which is actually not discussed here. And you should know that it's Kimin Nezer. That's the Pashto Pshat. Abul Afiza, so now that we understand why Rashi like brings the Malachim Derech Agav, because really that's not the subject over here. Lefiza bleibt aber nicht glattig. Klal Rashi al teire idoch, as a renit can say for Alochis, nor anili bossi al pshuti shal mikra. So mail over here we're talking about a mashach to be Yav Shem and Amishcha. The Shem and Amishcha, the teire tells us what to be meishach, the Elmeid and the Kalim and Aaron. And mail it makes sense that Rashi explained these mashachas. Abul Achayrad, Malachim aren't mentioned here. So why does Rashi have to add and say that Chutz Mishem Malachim, Shukim Menezer, Nachamol. Lefizah bleibt aber nicht glattig klal Rashi al Hateir Idoch, as a Ranit can say for Halachis, nor Nili Bossi, Elo Lepshiti Shal Mikra, if Avoz, Daf Rashi Bechlal, Mesev Zayn Do, Chutz Mishem Malachim Kulo, Vibal, this in their Parsha, Unechen the Pesuk Beparsha Shalifnei Zeh, Vert Klal Nidder Man, Vek Mashiach Malachim, and the Rebbe points out, the whole idea of Mashiach's Malachim is not something that's mentioned in the Chumash. So why is Rashi mentioning it? In other words, why is Rashi not like in Gemara? It's very fashtandic. Because Mashiach's Malachim is not the subject. But on the other hand, why is Rashi Bechlam mentioning it? Why can't Rashi just say, Kol HaMashiachas, which are mentioned here, is Kimin Chaf Yevonis? That's the question. So the Shaila is, so we have the Rashi, we have the Gemara. And the reason why Rashi is not in the Lashon of the Gemara is very understood. It's Pashim Shat, it's not a Kashim Tateretz, it's Pashim Shat. But it's only a Hagdama to understand Abba Lepel. So why does Rashi have to mention this idea, Chutz, Mishel, Melachim, Sheim, Kemenezel, Lechur, Leman of Kemina? Where does that come in over here? That's the question. Siv Beis. B'negeya dem Eifen HaMashicha, Hatshir Rashi Mefarish Gwen in der Pashim Shalifni Zeh Pashim Tetzah Vekam Apom. The Mashiach, how Mashiach should be, this is not the first time Rashi is mentioning it. Over here, we're dealing with the Shem and Amishcha, and over here, the Shem and Amishcha tells us what should be Meshev, the Elmeid, and the Kalim, where is Kalim, and Aaron, so it's mentioned, it's called Mashiach, it's Kmin Chav Yevonis, but this idea of how the Mashiach would be is already mentioned earlier in Parshat Tetzaveh, and the Rebbe is going to bring three places in Parshat Tetzaveh. If in Pasuk, Urikike Matzis Meshuchim Bashomen, where over there, that's the parasha that talks about the Miluyim and talks about the Menachis that are brought with the Miluyim, with the Karbonis of the Miluyim. Zokrashi, it says over there, Urikike Matzis Meshuchim Bashomen. Zokrashi, Acher Afiyoson, Moishchon Kimin Chof Yevonis. Shehi Asuya Kenun Shalon. So over there, Rashi tells us, how are you Moishach? Over here, we're not talking about being Moishach. The Elmoid and Kalim and Aaron, we're talking about being the Rikike Matzis, which are Meshuchim Bashaman, it should be done Kimin Chof Yevonis, She Asuya Kinun Shalonu. That's first Rashi. Atlecha Psukim Nogdam, that's already Pasik Zayin. This first Pasik was Chavtes Beis, now it's Pasik Zayin. Bam Inyan for Meshichas Aaron, which is already a different type of Meshicha. Zok Rashi, Af Meshicha Zu Kimin Ki. That's the Lashon of Rashi. Kimin Ki, with which could be translated Chof Yevonis, like we'll see Behemshech, Noisen Shemen al Reishei, Ubein Risi Einov, Umechabron Be'etzboi. The Seder was that you'd put Shemen al Reishei and also between his eyebrows, and then you'd connect it. So that would be Kimin Ki, or Kimin Chof Yevonis. That's the second Pasuk. B'negei B'Meshich of Aaron. When the Noch Ban Pasuk B'Meshich is HaMizbeach, so Rashi again, v'chol ha-meshiches kimin chof yivon. So Rashi says it three times. He says it b'negeya, the meshich of the rekikim. So first Rashi says, kimin chof yivon, she'asui kimin nun shalonu. Then Rashi says, af, meshich hazu kimin chof yivonis, or kimin ki. And then Rashi says, v'g meshich ha-mizbeach, v'chol ha-meshiches kimin chof yivonis. Now the tom umakir bepashtus, v'z Rashi zog b'm tzveitin posig, is weil das kum behemshich zum friedlichen Posig bei dem Meshicha von Rikiki Matzes, welches gewen hase. So in other words, there was already one time there was a mention of Meshicha, And over there it said that it was Mashicha Kimin Chaf Yivanis. And over here Rashi is saying, Af Mashicha Zu is also Kimin Chaf Yivanis. Kimin Chaf Yivanis. So Af, no, what do you mean Af? Because we already mentioned something, and now he's saying another thing, another place where it's also Kimin Chaf Yivanis. Aber Lefize, davon verstehen, Pavos is Rashi Mishanu beim dritten Posig, wegen Mashichas Mizbeach, und sagt Aklal, bechol HaMashichas. Und nicht Pirush HaKosev, af Mashichas Zuk, min Chav Yivonis, bedeim, it's Mashichas Arun Shalifniza. Whereas you have the first time that there's a mention of Mashicha in Parsha Tetzave, and Rashi says that the Mashicha was Kimin Chav Yivonis. That's what Rashi says. Then there's a second place, which has been again Mashichas HaMizbeach, and over there, Mashichas Aaron, and over there Rashi also says, Af Mashicha Zu Kimin Chav Yivonis. Notice, we already said about Mashicha Kimin Chav Yivonis, and Af Mashicha Zu is also Kimin Chav Yivonis. Now, when it comes to the third pasuk, which is the pasuk which talks about Mashichas HaMizbeach, all of a sudden Rashi makes a rule. V'chol HaMashicha is Kimin Chav Yivonis. L'chura, why didn't he say also Avzu? And it was a second time, Avzu, the Mashicha of the Mizbeach is also Kimin Chav Yivonis, just like he said, B'negi'ar. That's the question the Rebbe is asking. So on that, the Rebbe is answering, L'chura yashlei marachiluk. L'chura, a poshtavort. Mashichas harikikin, u'mashichas arin, zayn tzvei bazundere inyone mashicha legamri. The mashicha for the rikikin matzun, you're both calling a mashicha, but over here you're talking about you're taking shem and zayis, and you're putting it on the rikikin. And over there you're talking about shem and hamishcha, which was also Shem Zayas, but it was Shem and Amishcha, and that Shem and Amishcha you're putting on the top of Aaron's head. L'chuli yashlei machil, Mashichas Arikikim, Mashichas Aaron's and Tzvei Bazundir and Yonah Mashicha Legamri. The Mashicha of the Arikikim Matzis is Shem and Zayas, and in Aprat from the Asiyas HaKorban, it's not like anointing something. You know, this is how you make the Korban. Mashenke Mashichas Aaron is Shem and Amishcha, not regular Shem and Zayas. Und eine von der Pulis zu uftan der Wikidash zu Kain. In other words, you're anointing him in order to make him into a Kain. Nochmal, der letzte Movement von Mashicha ist bei Mashichas Mishkan, Vikain und Molochim, anders wie bei Mashichas Rekikim. In other words, when you say the word Mashichas, even though in Lashon Kedesh they're both the same word, but it's really a different meaning. Virashi is Mefarsh Bepasha Seinu, as by Mashichas Mishkan, Vikain und Molochim, is Mashicha Meturgim Loshen Ribui Gedula. So now it's a Loshen of anointing. You're just not smearing oil over it. You're anointing something. Mashainke Berikike Meshuchim is Loshen Aram is Bem Kloshen Ivris, which is a Loshen Mashicha. So in other words, in Aramaic, the word Mashicha by Aaron and the word Mashicha by Rikikim has different words because different meanings. So male is completely a different meaning. This is like anointing, and this is pouring oil over the rikikim, which is part of making the rikikim. So these two were very different. Masha'inkin, the dritte mashicha, because of mashichas mizbeach, is not anander sug mashicha, be mashichas an shalifniza. Eich di mashicha, zirashi is magdim, b'shemen ha-mishcha, and zi is kedei lekatshe. So it's poshut. And therefore, Mele Bikitzer, so we have three places where there's Mashicha. There's one by Rekikim, and then there's one by Aaron, and there's one by Mizbeach. And we're understanding that the Mashicha by Aaron and the Mizbeach is very different than the Mashicha by Rekikim. Ad kedei kach, the Rashi himself says in Parsha Sisa, that the Taich is different. Mashicha by Aaron and is a Lashon of Gdula, Ribu Yogdula, Masha'inke, the Lashon of Mashicha by the Rekikim, is really an union of being moishechit, which means pouring the oil over it, and in Aramaic, in Lashon Aram, it's the same word like in Lashon HaKedosh. Und der Ribbe bavarnt Rashi davke by Mashichas Aaron, af Mashichas Zu, chulu, what's the chiddush of Rashi? The adgoshe in Amribui, af, is beiker nidval dor retzach veg Mashiach zayn anander metzias, Aaron and Nitrikikim. Now it means to say, no, val dos anander sug Mashicha legdula. As nit cooking the kevdam, but is another suk mishicha, is af mishicha zu kmin chaf yivanis. So, Mel, over here you understand the pshat, because since it's a different type of mishicha, and Rashi already explained that the mishicha of the rikikim were kmin chaf yivanis, So maybe there would be a svara that maybe only by the rikikim is chaf yivonis, because it's that type of a mashicha. Masha'inkin, by Aaron, it's a different type of mashicha, maybe it's different. So therefore, Rashi adds the words, af mashicha zu, even though this mashicha is different than the mashicha of the rikikim, but nevertheless, it's k'min chaf yivonis. Masha'inkin, in the gale mashicha zamizbeach. B'shemen ha-mishcha, was is von demselben Zug Mishicha. Wie Mishicha sagen, darf nicht Rashi meister sein, die Bavon ist auf Mishicha so. And Rashi says, that kol ha-mishichis is kimin, kol ha-mishichis is kimin chof yivonis. That's the explanation why, and the first time Rashi says kimin chof yivonis, the second time Rashi says af Mishicha zu, kimin chof yivonis, what's the chiddush af Mishicha zu, means not only the Mishicha of the Rikikim, but even this Mashicha, which is a completely different type of Mashicha, is also Kechaf Yivonis. And now that we have a third time, so here Rashi says, Kol HaMashichas is Kemin Chaf Yivonis. He doesn't have to say, Af Mashicha Zu. That's L'chure Pashut. However, the Rebbe adds, Medarf Abba Fashtein, L'chure is Pirush Rashi B'negeh Mashichas Rikiki Matzas B'Pashut Tetzaveh in Stira to Pirush Rashi B'Pashut Vayikra. So notice, explanation of why, notice, the Rebbe is bringing three places where Rashi speaks about the Mashicha. The first time he says that it's Kimin Chaf Yivonis, Kimnun Shalonu. The second time he says, Af Mashicha Zu Kimin Chaf Yivonis. And the third time he says that Kol HaMashichas is Kimin Chaf Yivonis, which we understand. But there's an issue here that there seems to be a stira, a chura in Pirush Rashi, when the Gemara Mashichas Rikikim Parshas Tetzaveh, in Stira to Pirush Rashi in Parshas Vayikra. In Parshas Tetzaveh, Zok Rashi bePashtus, as Mashichas Rikikim Matzis, Chotches Anander Sug Mashicha, so Abir in demselben Neifim vi Mashicha b'Shemen HaMishcha. Rashi starts off there. Later on, Rashi says, Af Mashicha Zu, but L'chatchilo, when the first Rashi, when he speaks about Rikikim Matzis, he speaks about Meshuchim Bashomen and means B'Shemen Chof Yivonis. Biz, as Eich der Eifim from Meshichas Arn is Rashi Medamet, so Meshichas Rikikim, Af Meshichas Zu. So it means to say that it's a double apostrophe that Meshichas Rikikim is Chof Yivonis and Meshichas Arn is like Meshichas Rikikim. While there is a Denoch Seisim, Kol HaMashichas Kimin Chof Yivonis, V'snustimus Lashon Rashi is mashma as mit kol ha-mashichas, mein te kapshut te ala mashichas, al kol pon ve'gvelcha mat gelan bizdo, keil mashichas rikiki matzis, is b'chof yivonis. So it's very clear when you learn the Rashi over here, it comes out that rikiki matzis, mashuchim bashomen, means b'chof yivonis. First of all, Rashi says so, and then Rashi again says so by mashichas arn, af mashichas uki m'chof yivonis, which means af behemshuch to previous. And then again, Rashi again says, Kol HaMashichas, L'chur it's obvious. Aber in Parshas Vayikra, by Rikiki Matzis Meshuchim Bashomen, from Korban Mincha, bringt Rashi Tzvei Dayas in Eifan HaMashicha. When it says, Rikiki Matzis Meshuchim Bashomen, so Rashi brings two days in the Eifan HaMashicha. Yesh Eimre Meishchon, V'chezeru Meishchon, Ad Sheyich L'Kol HaShem Meshabaluk. That's what Mashicha means over here. It doesn't mean anointing. It means you pour the oil over until it's completely absorbed. The says as late Ein Deya Harishena in Pirush Rashi is Eifin Mashicha Zarekikin Zayin Dik Anander Sug Mashicha Taka Nid Vi Allah Vi Andere Mashichas Shebishemana Mishcha Nid Vi Impash. So over here Rashi says it's different. Nidvi in Parshas Tetzaveh, wo Rashi is seisim vi ein deya. So the Rebbe is asking that L'chure in Parshas Tetzaveh Rashi names on bepshitus that Rikike Matzis b'shuchim b'shomen means b'shuchim b'chof yivonis. And over here in Parshas Vayikra, where over there also it says the Lashon Rikike Matzis b'shuchim b'shomen. So over there Rashi names on as the first deya that it means that Meishchan, the Chezer Meishchan, Ad Sheyich L'Kol HaShem Meshabaluk. So which is L'Chure very, knows that so L'Fiz that will come out that the Meishchan, Meshuchim HaShemin is very different than the Meshich of Aaron and the Meshich of the Elmaid and the Caleb. Now the Maisi is that this Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra is not really talking about the same Mincha that's so many Parshas Tetzaveh. Parshas Letzava, we're talking about a mincha which was by the Miluyim. In Parshas Vayikra, he's talking about a mincha, the Rikike Matzahs, which is connected to a Karban Teda, Malteida Yakrivenu. No, I made a mistake. The Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra is not talking about Karban Teda, it's talking about a Karban Mincha. It's talking about the five minchas, the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. Over there it says, V'chisakir of Karban Mincha Ma'afetanur, Say Leschalis Matzis Bulls Bashemin. Then it says, Rukiki Matzis Meshuchim Bashemin. So Shaila Benigay Pshat, whatever brings different days over there in the Gemara. But Al Kopar, the way Rashi learns, is different types of menachas. And there's a mincha which is called Rukiki Matzis Meshuchim Bashemin. And Benigay, the words Meshuchim Bashemin, the Shaila is, how was the Meshicha? Was the Meshicha Meshchan Vechezer or Meshchan? Or the Meshicha was Kemin Chaf Yivonis? So Melo Lechuri, you could ask, the Lechur, maybe it's not a stira, because Lechur Rashi in Parshat Tzava is talking about the Mincha, which was brought for Mincha Benegeb, the Mincha Samiluim. It was one different type of, a different Mincha. It was a Mincha connected to the Karbonas that were brought over there. The Karbonas Samiluim, and then the Menachas brought together. And over here, we're talking about a different Mincha, Mincha Shisrael, which a person is bringing a Karbon Mincha. So that's what the Rebbe is asking over here in Order 26. So on that, the Rebbe says, "Ober do the Harei bepshutei shel mikra, the Pirush Rashi mistabru leimar, the Rikiki matzis meshuchim b'shemen, shenema b'loshin shava b'shneiyam pirush yachod." Ukimuvim gam me'am yaron from Mizrahi. In other words, ain't a chinami. This taka talking about different types of korbanos. Or lepeil mamish, the loshin is Rikiki matzis meshuchim b'shemen. So over here, Rashi is teaching meshuchim b'shemen, and he's naming on bepshitos that it's kichof yivonis. And over here, Rashi is bringing broad this. That's the shaila the Rebbe is asking over here. So, because we have really like, say, in the Sikha, we have divided two shailas. One shaila was when again the Rashi. The Rashi said, "Kol ha-mishich is kimin chof yivonis, chus mishal molochim shem kimin nezer." And the Rebbe explained why the difference between the Rashi and the Gemara. But Lepel is asking, the Rebbe is asking, why are we mentioning Bechlal Mishal Menachim Shein Kim Nezer? Rashi Dachnish Kan Sefer Shal Alachas and Pshut Shal Mikro Lechura. That's not Negea. That's the question number one. And over here we have another question. There's a Pesan Arichas Advarim. The Rebbe mentions a few Rashis in Tetzave, and the first Rashi was Benegea the Meshicha of the Rikike Matzis Meshuchim Bashomen, where Rashi says Kol Hamashichas that the Meshichas Kimin Chof Yivonis, not Kol Hamashichas. That achach fiyosan meishchan kimin chaf yivonis, and then b'negeya the meshicha of Aaron, it says avzu is also kimin chaf yivonis, and then b'negeya the meshicha zamizbeach Rashi says kol ha-meshicha is kimin chaf yivonis, and the Rebbe explains the chilik in the loshon, because since the meshicha of the rikikim and the meshicha of Aaron is different, so therefore when it came to Aaron, Rashi had it right, af meshicha zu kimin chaf yivonis. Even though it's a different type of Meshicha than the Meshicha of the first Meshicha, which was the Meshicha of the Rikikim. And then when it comes to the Mizbech, which is similar to Aaron, so there Rashi says, Kol HaMeshichas Kimin Chav Yivonis. In other words, all the Meshichas, which are Bedugma of this type of Meshicha, is Kimin Chav Yivonis. So maybe that's really understandable. But what the Rebbe is asking, that Lechurid is a stira between Rashi and Tetzava, where Rashi says, Bepashtus, that the Meshicha of the Rikikim was Kimin Chaf Yivonis, Masha'in Kein, in Parshas Vayikra, where we're talking about Rikike Matzis, Meshuchim Bashamen, which is one of the types of the Menachas, over there Rashi brings two days. What does it mean, Meshuchim Bashamen? Does it mean Meshchan, Vechezer, Meshchan, Achatich Lekal Hashem Shebalug? Or does it mean Kimin Chaf Yivonis? Why is it that in Parshas Tzava, Rashi only mentions the Kimin Chaf Yivonis, and in Parshas Vayikra, he mentions both days? And you're going to tell me that it's a different type of mincha. Memela ulai, maybe over here is azadin, and over here is azadin. So on that, the Rebbe says, no, but lapel, since the loshen is rikiki matzis meshuchim bashamen, so the seichel is that it's the same. Lechur pshut shemikra should dictate that it's the same. And the question is, so why is Rashi learning that it's different? That's the shaila where we're up to. Siiv dalut. That in those verstehen behegdim shaila hanal. I'm not sure what the word shaila hanal. Let me just verstehen behegdim shaila hanal b'negeya tzu'ale pirushi rashi hanal. The shaila hanal was mistomed that why the Rashi mentions b'negeya the melachim. The shaila was that Rashi is not a sefer halachas. But now the Rebbe is going to ask the question further. The same shaila. Pirush Rashi al atera idachnit can sefer halachas is nid galatik lemain of kemina b'shutis shel mikra and velcha efen sigiven de meshicha. The Rebbe is asking a question that l'chura it says over there that you should be moishach. You should be moishach. Why is it important to know how the Mashiach took place? And the Mashiach means you anoint it, you put oil over it. How exactly you put the oil over it? The Rebbe is asking that l'chura, that's not enough kemina. It's not necessary in Pshut Yishol Mikra to know how the Mashiach was done, whether or not there was anything special. Maybe there wasn't anything special. You just pour oil over it. That's l'chura the Pshat. L'may enough kemina, the Pshut Yishol Mikra, in velcha eifin, see given the Mashiach. Un eba filum is all gefinnen atam, for was Rashi darf mefarer sein. For a ben chemish l'mikra, dem eifin ha-mashicha. Knows he wants to describe to you how the Mashiach was. Is klalnit moving, for was darf Rashi meirig sein, and schreibe, ados is kemin chof yivonis, she yasu yikinun shalonu. Un zoknun bekitzer, the Mashiach is azevi, anun shalonu. Knows why is it important to know that it's kemin chof yivonis? Chof Yivonis is, we'll soon see, most people don't know what a Chof Yivonis is. So the Mele and Rashi explains that a Chof Yivonis is Kmin Nun Shalonu. So the Chul Rashi should just say, Kmin Nun Shalonu. Nochmer. In the Vaitika de Pirusha, B'shas Rashi Chazit Iber, Dem Tzir HaMashicha, Nuster Alamo Dem Loshen Kmin Chof Yivonis. Nit Der Monen Dik Adosu Kmin Nun Shalonu. And the Chul Chof Yivonis is not something which is very clear. Nun Shalonu is something we know what it means. Is Nit Verstandig. Is tamua. Naneach as Rashi darf midiyah zayin adosik min chof yivonis for whatever reason, which the Rebbe asks why. Aber naneach he does have to. Aber nolde biyarchin does einmal miglos wissen. Idach masim umestaber. Aber de weite diker mitzayir zayin efen amashicha zol enutzen the maskana vidatzuras nun. The maskana means what's the bottom line? The bottom line bin yelo peil is that we know that's kitzuras nun shalalu. Befrat adavke zeh verstandig in klobam chomish lemikra. Lepel is Rashi mesim blaze them ershtem olasikinun shalonu. When the noch bechol pam zokter nor kmin chof yivonis. So now Rebbe is asking us a new question. One question is bechlolus. Why is it important to know how the Mashiach was? And even if we know how the Mashiach was, why is it important to mention that it's kmin chof yivonis? If sof kol sof you explain that chof yivonis is kmin nun shalonu. And even later on, when he says, when Rashi already said, Kemin Chof Yivonis, Kemin Nun Shalonu, Rashi only repeats Kemin Chof Yivonis, he doesn't repeat Kemin Nun Shalonu. So the question is, L'chura, why is it Negev Bechlal, and why is it Negev to mention Chof Yivonis? And if somehow or another it is important to mention Chof Yivonis, but why is it keep being mentioned as Chof Yivonis and not as Nun Shalonu? That's the question the Rebbe is asking. So on that, the Rebbe says, Sif Hei, that is sein verstandig lacher habir va habirur in dem girsa nechene von die werte bin ge khof yvon ze pirish rashi. So here the Rebbe is going to get involved in the details of pirish rashi of what exactly the girsa is. Let's go about zeh. In mesechte krisus legabei mishichas kenim idr loshna gimara kimin ki. And then the Gemara teaches, what's kimin ki? Min miki means kimin ki yivoni. So there's a yavendika letter ki, and it's kimin ki yivoni. That's l'chura pshat in the Gemara. In Masech Tahirius, is the girsa in the Gemara shebiyodeinu, kanal sif aleph, kimin chof yivoni. Nor is not kimin ki, but kimin chof yivoni. But in Ksaviyat in Masech Tahirius, is the girsa Kiyivani v'imesechta krisus. So again, there's a mention, Sayim mesechta krisus is clear that it's k'me kiyivani, and mesechta heinius, so in the gedrukte gemaras, it's k'me chof yivonis, but in the ksavyan, it says k'me kiyivonis. Okay, k'me kiyivani. Mesechta krisus. And a mesechta menoches, legabi meshichas harakikim, is the mishnah shtei k'me ki. And the gemara deruf mefarish k'me kiyivani. So Sayim Sayin Krisus, in Sayin Menachos, it's clear that it says Kemin Ki Yivani. And in Helios, in the printed Gemaras, it says Kemin Chof Yivonis. But in the Ksav Yad, it says Kimei Ki Yivani. That's been again the Gemara. So the Gemara is more native that it says the Lashon Ki Yivani. Even in Harius, is in the Gedrukt, it says Chav Yivani, but in the Ksav Yad, it says Ki Yivani. Now, in Pirish Rashi Al Atere, Gvinkum Kamev Akamenus Chois, in the Pirish Rashi from the Gedrukte Chumashim, is Bam Ersten und Dritten Pirish Anau Shevapash Tetzave, because the Rebbe brought three Pirushim and Pashas Tetzave, Uneich Bepasha Seinu, Un in Pashas Vayikra, Steit Kimin Chof Yivonis. That's the Lashon, Kimin Chof Yivonis. Und wenn man zweiten Pirush, bei Mashiach Esarne, the Lashon Kimin Ki. That's the Lashon over there in Rashi. Kimin Ki. So again, so in the first and in the third, Rashi says, when you were Meshach, the Rikikim, it says, Kimin Chof Yivonis. When you were Meshach, the Mizbeach, it says, Kol HaMashiach is Kimin Chof Yivonis. And when it comes to the Mashiach of Aaron, over there it says, Kimin Ki. That's the Lashon. Mashiach of Aaron, it says, Kimin Ki. That's the three Nuschois of the Rashi in Chumash, the way it's printed. Aber in the Kisvi Yad from Pirush Rashi, Valdera Zen Tfus Rishon Vesheni, Zayin Faran Kama Vekama Shinuyim, Uberubam Shiraisi, is the Girs in Unze Parsha, the Seis in Parsha's Kisiso, and in the last Tzvei Pirushim Anal, Shebe Parsha's Tetzav and Parsha's Vayikra, Kimin Ki. So over there, Rashi again, knows in our Chumash it says, Kimin Chof Yivonis. And the only times it says Kimin Ki is only by Aaron. In other words, in Tetzaveh there's three Pirushim, and in Kisisa there's one Pirush. So before the Rebbe brought in the second paragraph on this tour, he brought that in the first and third Pirush it says Kimin Chof Yivonis, and in the second, Benigei Aaron himself, Benigei Aaron it says Kimin Ki. Benigei Ki. In the Kisvi Yad of Rashi, Frankam Vekam Shinuyim, and the Berubin Shereisim is the Girsa in Unze Parsha, and in the letz, the Tzvei Pirushim Anal, in Parsha Vayikra, Kimin Ki. And in the Mershin Pirush Anal, Shem Parsha Tzave, it says, Kimin Ki Yivonis. Other in Kama Kisvi Yad, where the Noch Ogetach Pirush, Kimin Chof Yivonis. But vices in the Kisvi Yad, the Loshin Ki is more prevalent, there's more Loshin Ki over there. In our Gedrukte, there's only one time in Parsha Tetzave Kimin Ki. Mashenkin and the Kisvi Yad in Rashi is vice tois that in our Parsha there's Kimin Ki, and Alderach Zeh in the last two Pirush, the last two of Parsha Tetzave is the Lashon of Kimin Ki. And then even in the Ashta Pirush there's also Kimin Ki Yivonis. Akol Ponim, there's a concept called Chof Yivonis, and there's something called Ki Yivonis, or Ki. Now, when we learn the Pashtos, is the Kavonah in Pirush Rashi Kimin Ki, Punkt Vin Gemara. And this main Vin Gemara Gufa Taich Toch Der Nochop, Kimin Ki Yivoni, which is Kimin Ois Ki in Loshen Yovan. So there's some type of a letter called Ki in Greek, in Loshen Yovan, and that's what it means, Kimin Ki. Kimin Ki, Kimin Kin, Ki and Eisulah, that would be the Pashto Pshat in the Gemara. But on that, the Rebbe is saying, if that's the Taich, Abul Afizah is Sarachi and Godl, Leitim Reiv Nuskhoiz B'Savyadan al Kimin Ki, how is Rashi writing Kimin Ki? Madach in Gemara. Banugin sich nit mit den Sorgen Stam Kimin Ki. Und Taich da bechol mokum, was ist mein Kimin Ki? The Halacha is Kama V'Kama, as Rashi B'Purusha L'Atera, was the father ben chomish l'mikre, but in the season then, the zogin blaze kimin ki. What do you mean Rashi in kimin ki? How is a child supposed to know what kimin ki is? V'deich iklema as Rashi falosich ad the al arte vor zog kimin ki, if them was hert mefarej given them ashton mol, ad the smain kimin ki, yavoni asuyi kinun shalonu, u kiyetze vaza. The volten yedin ort zugelegt them ein vort yavonis, it should be ki yavonis. Kiyavonis, to klar machna, das is b'loshin Yivani. So the Rebbe doesn't accept that it's possible that Rashi should be able to write Kimin Ki. That's the word. Is v'lochin nira leima, says the Rebbe. As in the erte, when we gefinden pirush Rashi elatele, the girse Kimin Ki, if the word Ki nitkin hetik v'loshin ha-gemara, und das meint an Eis b'shem ki, nur das ist Rashi Tevis. That whenever Rashi says the word kimin ki, Rashi really means a Rashi Tevis of ki, which is the estav shteki b'tfusim shalonu kimin ki with a Rashi Tevis, which means with a simin gershayim l'Rashi Tevis. The hainu, which means kof yivanis ve'er mefarish in the Mershon Pirush b'pasha tetzava. So here the Rebbe is saying very clear that Bechlal, according to Rashi, Rashi doesn't say, in Rashi Al-Ateira doesn't say ki. Either Rashi says Chof Yivonis, or Rosh Hatevis of Chof Yivonis, which is ki. And that the Rebbe adds, explaining the Chiddush. Sometimes when you want to write a word, and the word is not Lashon Kedesh, and you're writing Lashon Kedesh to go words, so you make a simon kilo of Rosh Hatevis on top, not to make really Rosh Hatevis, but to show that this word is not a Hebrew word, not a Lashon Kedesh word. So the Pashan Apmanon at the Gershaima from Vart Ki is Sumasayan Zanadas and Nomen Funan Os. Abrapia Nalu Behegdim as Labor Rashi Listem Elu Farish is Nira Lema the Gershaim Zanib Pashtos as Simon from Rosh Hatevis Canal. So that's the first you saw. The first you saw that the Rebbe is saying here that Rashi doesn't use the word ki. He doesn't use the word ki. He uses the word Chof Yivonis. When laid down for Din Peneich, Medafnet Marbezain in the Shinui in the Schois Vitoyis Amatikim Chulu, as they have fulfilled or the Zugistel the Vort Yivoni, or the Anstot a Pei Seifis, a Langin Pei Gestelt a Yud. In other words, instead of writing Chof, writing, they wrote a Yud. They could have written Chof, they wrote a Yud. Nor Ki Bemokim Chof. Nor it means that Kipshutik. Ki Kitzer, the Rebbe is saying like this, that Rashi, when he wrote ki, even when the matikim, or one might take the word ki, really was supposed to be chof yivonis. So either Rashi writes out clear chof yivonis, clearly, or he writes chof yivonis brush and tevis. Rashi doesn't use the word ki. So mainly what we're having over here, the gaining over here is that when Rashi uses the word ki, so notice, like you will say, he said ki, and he really meant chof, he meant chof, and meant ki. No, Rashi wrote ki. He wrote taka ki, and they were mighty ki. But when Rashi wrote ki, he meant ki as a Rosh Hatevis. Could be Rashi wrote a shtrichu to prove that it's a Rosh Hatevis. But I'll call upon him, the Nekudas Advarim is that the word ki doesn't say in Rashi. The word in Rashi says either chof yivonis, or it says the word ki, but it means to say chof yivonis. It's a Rosh Hatevis of chof yivonis. So b'meila, that's the number one. Now, what are we gaining from the fact that it's a chof yivonis? So now the Rebbe is going to explain over here, and that's going to be in the nekudas advarim, that chof yivonis, the reason why Rashi is saying chof yivonis, like a chiddush over here, it's a chiddush mshat, that there was a meshicha. Now, normally you say Rashi is describing meshicha, he wants us to know what the meshicha was about. But the Rebbe is saying, it's not so much that we have to know what the Mashiach is about. He wants to know, what's the inyan of the Mashiach? The inyan of Mashiach was that there was a chof yivonis. In other words, it was written with a chof. And the chof represents koyin. And since the chof, that was the Rebbe is going to bring from the Abarbanel, the chof brings koyin, so like the Mashiach was like inscribing the koyin aspect of the inyan. That was the word. So when you have the Mashiach of iron, it's very understandable. That you have a Mashiach with this, which is a Chof Yivonis. Now, why Dafki Yivonis? So that the Rebbe will also address. But the Chiddush HaDvarim is, the Rebbe is asking, is it really important for us to know how the Mashiach was? The Rebbe obviously is naming on that it's not really so important for us to know how the Mashiach was. So why is Rashi telling us how the Mashiach was? So on that, the Rebbe is saying, no, Rashi is not really interested in telling us what the Mashiach was. Rashi was interested in explaining because the inyan ha-mashicha. The inyan ha-mashicha is to bring out that the inyan of koyin shabay. That's the word here. Al pize as Rashi zok b'chol pam chof yivonis. And memele, there's no word ki. If it's ki, so what's ki? So it must be Rashi describing to us the mashicha. But we say no. The Rashi keeps saying chof yivonis yesh leimer. At the kavana for Rashi, mit inyan kmin ki, which means chof yivonis, is nit to mitzayir zayin the tziyareis. To mitzayir zayin the tziyareis. And the Rebbe points out that Rashi never really in Rashi and Chumash didn't draw the tzireis. In other words, if he wanted to make the tzireis, he should have made a drawing of the tzireis and pointed out that this is the tzireis, like we have in other places, that there is a tzir. He says, no, Rashi didn't matayat zayin the tzireis, but in Ruba da Alma vesnit kinoshi yavani. So by saying chof yavanis, we don't really know what that means. Nor adar tzir ve'efen ha-mashicha, Hatashaiches mit eis chof shalom. That's the point. Lepeil, the Rebbe says, is an R 38, the Lishbapam Aleph, Mesil Gamba, Negeat Seir, Kenun Shalom. So in other words, Rashi is telling you, Kechof Yivonis, you don't know how what Chof Yivonis is. So Rashi adds Kenun Shalom. But that's not the Ika Knech. The Ika Knech is not the Kenun Shalom. The Ika Knech is that it's Kechof Yivonis. What's the Shaiches with Chof Yivonis? The beer bazaar, so the Rebbe brings up Arbinot. Arbinot is Mavar, the Tam. For the Mashiach of an Aaron is given to mean Chof Yivonis. Adosim Aram is Asherhu, Asher Bocher Hashem, Lekahim. Ki Chof, he Rishayna Leis Kain. So that's how Arbinot explains what's the idea of a Chof Yivonis. Chof Yivonis represents Koyin, which is the Mashiach is like saying, you're a Koyin. He's putting a Chof on you. V'yashleim Ha'ich Rashi Nemton. Before the Barbinel, at the time was Mashiach is Kmin Chof Yivonis, is Val Chof in the Erster Ors for Vort Kain. So that's the first Chidush. That it's not just telling you a piece of information you should know, that Mashiach happens to be Chof Yivonis. Right? Explaining the Teichen of the Mashiach. The Teichen of the Mashiach is that making a Chof. There happens to be a Chof Yivonis. I Lechurips, what's this idea of making Psara Shatevis? You're writing a chof yivonis to represent the koyin, so it's like a psash pele, not pele. We're talking about a chof representing a rosh tevis, and the rosh tevis should be an ais yivonis. Und der ganze Ingen so krasch in nicht befehlisch, nur verlost sich am Wett mal ein Verstehen, ich habe ein komisch le Mikro beim Lernen. How are you supposed to understand such a thing and expect to understand that? So then it says all three things are understandable. Rashi hat schon früher in sein Pirisch, Barsch und Breisches, gelost wissen, als er bepschut ist am Mikro, bei Nutzer der Teile mit Rosh Hatevis. Rashi teilt dort in dem Wort Shomayim mit Kame verschiedene Rosh Hatevis. So mayim, it's carrying water. Shom mayim, no, it says shin. And you're saying the shin represents so, or the sin represents shom, or there's eish umayim. But I call upon him, we're talking about words that aren't full words. And Rashi is saying that one letter is being meramis to other words. So that's number umer dos mefarish b'pshut eshom mikra. Nidbak doma dozayin medrash agoda. Veis mishen as an eis kemein nashatevis. Is lochem b'shas Rashi zogt aninye was verbunden mit an eis. Versteht man, das kann sein, das ist verbunden mit an. Versteht man, das kann sein, das ist verbunden mit an Rosh Hatevis. That's number one. So when Rashi mentioned that there was a chof, so you right away have to understand that, you know, we know that letters represent tevis. So the chof would represent a word. And now that the not question is, but you're using a letter of Yavon in order to make Rosh Hatevis of Cain. And it says, "Ey klan nit shver, a teile soll sich benutzen zu an eis, was sie nit loschen a kedish, weil ey, das hat schon Rashi gelernt. Der Wort und Lutte Tofis is Rashi mefarish tat bekat vi stein, pas bafrik stein. So the word Tofis, which is a word in Teire, and it's representing words which are in different languages. Das heißt, a Teire ruft und film mit an Namen, welche zunei wie stellt von Werte von zwei andere Lishens. That's the question. So that would be understanding, well, what's this idea of Kmin Chof Yivonis? Kmin Chof Yivonis, Chof represents Koyin. Now that explains B'negei the Mashicha of Aaron. Aaron was Mashicha of Chof Yivonis, so we understand. But what about the Rekikim and Aldera said the Mizbeach? That's not a Koyin. Aber L'chure, der Birn Nitu Izgalten. For Rashi Zogtok, the Pirish as Mashicha is Kmin Chof Yivonis, nicht nur beim Mashiachs Aaron, Kain, nur auch beim Mashiachs Mishkan und Kelev. Und noch mal, der erste Mal, wo Rashi sagt es, is Gorba Mashiach's Rekikim. Und beim Mashiach's Arun sagt Rashi, dem Loschen Kanal, af Mashiach's Rekikim in Chaf Yivonis. So the Chure, I mean, bishtam mit Mashiach's Arun, no, we can understand. The Mashiach's Arun is with a Chaf, and that Chaf represents Kayin. But we kommt Kayin to the Indian of the, of the Mizbeach, and al dera zeb, and again the Rekikim. Wie kann man lernen, in Pirush Rashi, mit den Sorgen an den Mashiachs, mit Chof Yivonis, ist Kavanossi als Rishi Teve Kein, wie bald er beim Kein ist Elu, rät sich nicht wegen Kein? That's the question that I was asking. So it's like one Chiddush, first, so there's like two Chiddush, there's one Chiddush over here, that Rebbe is establishing, that Rashi doesn't use the word Ki. Rashi uses the word Chof Yivonis. And Chof Yivonis seems to be a very key, in, a very important issue here. What's the issue? There's the issue that it's Chof. And Chof represents Koyin. The question is, but L'chure, Bishnah, when we talk about the Mashiach of Arnis, Kmin Chof Yivonis, we understand it. But L'chure, when we're talking about the Mashiach of the Mizbeach, or the Mashiach of the Rekikim, V'chum Dortm Koyin. So that the Rebbe is saying, V'yashleim, and at the mitvah, Rashi Zog, by the other Mashiachas, as he's an Kmin Chof Yivonis, V'yariz Noch Madgish, B'pirushi, V'pash Tetzav, and Azeich, V'pash Hoseinu, Kol HaMashiachas, Kmin Chof Yivonis, is Kavanosi Lashmeinu at the Geder HaMashiach and the Alephalm is Farbun mit Inyan HaKohuna, nit mit HaKein. So the Mashiach is not necessarily connected to a Kein, but it's connected to Inyan HaKohuna. What does that mean? That beer bazaar. The Rekiki Matzah Sheba Parshas Tetzaveh Zayin from Korbanos HaMiluyim Vos in Yonim if the Pasik Zogdort וזה הדבר שתעשו להם לקדש איסם לחיין לי, לקח ולחם הרקיקים עצם שוכם בשמן. הדור די קרבונס המילויים, איז נסמלו ידיים פן ארן ובונרב ונסקצ'ו לכהונה. So notice these rekikim were menoches that were helping the canon become canon. Und der פאר איז רשי מדגיש, עד המשיחס הרקיקים איז גוון כמין חוף יבונס. Weil der Gede von Mashiach ist, als ein Ian Shemiluim, was tut auf, lekadish esem, lekayin ali. So in other words, the Mashiach was an Ian of causing the Kuna, this says, the Mashiach is a Rekik in the Miluim, is not blaze eine von der Asiyas, was great so the Rekik in Matzah, so when roi le carbon. In other words, you say, you know, you need a carbon, what's the carbon? The carbon has to be this and this, and part of it is also the union of the Mashiach, nor the Mashiach guf is a chelik von yin ha-meluyim, was peiled al kadash eisem l'chayinli. So in other words, there was the Mashiach of the Rekikim, like Pesachidish ben Igeir, the Mashiach of the Rekikim, which Rebbe gets involved in the Ara 46, the Mashiach of the Rekikim, there's no way you learn this. The Kehanim needed to bring Korbanos, and the Korbanos were, part of it was the Kikim Matzah, Meshuchim Hashemen, and Meshuchim Hashemen were a din in the Kikim Matzahs. There's an order for it to be proper Korbanos, it has to be Meshuchim Hashemen. So Meshuchim Hashemen has nothing to do with the Kohuna. So Rebbe is saying, no. The Meshicha in the Korbanos was connected to the fact that these Korbanos had to be the ones that were causing Lamalius Yodav of the Kehanim. And Mimele, the Meshicha was part of this Lamalius Yodav. And therefore, and now we understand that the whole Indian of the fact that it was Kmin Chof Yivonis in Pashas Tetzaveh was connected to the fact that they were Miluyim, Mimele they were involved in causing the Kohuna of Aaron, the Mitzvah Faramfet bePashtus, Pavas Rashi bePashas Tetzaveh is Seisim Kad the Rikikim Atzis at Meshir Gwen Kmin Chof Yivonis. Mashainkin and Parshas Vayikra bring to Tzvedris, while Pipshutis Shem Mikra zain the Tzvedris under the Yonim. In Parshas Tetzavu is Retzach, veg the Meluyim, is Eiv the Mashiachas Harikikin, a tale from the Yonim Meluyim, was Tutuv Kedushas Aron Kanal. But mainly the Mashiach Kmin Chof Yivonis. Because this whole idea that Chof Yivonis is connected to the Yonim Akuna. Mashainkin and Parshas Vayikra, was Retzach, veg Akar Minchas Mafetaner, hat das kein Scheichel des Schengen akun, er ist da mal ein Prat in einem Eise Korben. Der Riebe ist ein Pschütter Schemrücke, da haben sie das Mocken, was beide da ist. Und noch mehr ist Kulme. Das Alkoholporn ist verämpft, clear the question, why is it that in Pashto des Zawar Rashi in Emzon der Pschüttus, der ist Kemin Chof Yivonis, Masche Einkein In Parshas Vayikra, he brings both days, because Dafke in Parshas Miluyim, over there, the Pshutish Mikra dictates that it was Kemin Chaf Yivanis, because of the union of Kuhuna. Why is the union of Kuhuna the union of Kuhuna? Because it's L'kadosh Eisim L'chayli. Now that explains already why the Aaron was Kemin Chaf Yivanis, and that also explains why the Rekikah was Kemin Chaf Yivanis. As wiped up in the Tklatik, when again Meshichas Mishkan V'Kelev, was war Scheiches Michelis of the Meshiches? Durch Roshetevis, Chof Yevonis can also came. They're not Kehanim, and they're not making the Kehanim, Kehanim. They're the Kleya Mishkan. So on that, Viesh Lahazbu was there. Now the question is the word Chof Yevonis, the Roshetevis of the word Koyin, or is the word Kahain? In other words, to do the Aveda, there's a Koyin, which means like a person that's a Koyin, and then there's the work of the Kohuna, the L'chayinli. Yesh lahazber is a late Rashi in the Chof Yevonis, the Rosh HaTevis, not dafka from the word koyin. Al shamateir was patsitzich blei su'ar nubonov, v'yisimashme from pashtis losh nabar benel, nor kanal from klolis dik of word kuhuna, which is the shadus from kuhuna. This says, as oich mishichas ar nubonov, in yonah nit nor as zei verin de mitkenim, nor b'losh naposik, until now, we learned until now, it comes out that the Meluyim made them into Kehanim. Now the Rebbe is saying, they became Kehanim, but the main point was that they're going to start working for the Eibishter. The Shadus from Kuna, the says, as Eich Meshichas Aron Lubonov is in Yonah, not nor as Zei Verden the Mit Kehanim. Nor B'losh Naposi, V'kidash Te'isim L'chayinli. And the Meshicha Tutuv, the Kedusha, will bring the Arayin in the Sroro, Visheiros, Vaveda from Kuna. So in other words, when you're speaking about the Chof of Kain, does it mean that he's a Toyer of Kain, or that he's Bepel Mamish working as a Kain? Well, Pisa is moving, the Shaykh is from Meshicha's Mishkan V'Kelev, so Chof Yivonis, Rosh HaTev is Kain Kuna, where in Kishay, the Meshicha's Aron Lubonov, is a Mekadesh Iveren Roy L'Sheiris Va'Vedek, or knows the point is not that they became Kehanim. If the word that they became Kehanim has no Shachas to the Kehanim. But the word is that they're becoming Roy L'Sheiris Va'Vedek is Azei Eich B'negeya Tzum Shmishkan V'Kelev, the Meshicha from Mishkan V'Kelev Hot Uvgeton in Zei Akdusha V'Chamach Zei Roy Mezol Umid Zei Ton Da'Vedek V'Sheiris. So Melech, this is Mekudas Advarim, that says that's the min Chof Yevonis. That's the Chof Yevonis, and that's why Rashi always mentions Chof Yevonis. Because if the purpose that Rashi was mentioning Chof Yevonis was to tell us how the Meshicha was, so Chof Yevonis doesn't really tell us how the Meshicha was. What more tells us is Kminun Shalanu. But now the Rebbe's Matkish know that Rashi is not really interested in telling us how the Meshicha was. The Rashi is trying to tell us what's the inyan of the Meshicha. The inyan of Meshicha is in order to bring it into Sheirus, and that's because through a Chof, which represents Koyin, and as the Rebbe explains by Hemshech, that it means L'chayin. And that inyan is though aside by Aaron himself, and Sai ben Egeya, the Rekiki Matzis Meshuchim B'Shomesh, which is discussed in Parsha Tetzaveh, which is bringing them into Sheirus, and even Benegeh, the Mizbeach, and Bechol Caleb, which is also part of the Sheirus of the Eibishter. It's all the Chayin Eibishter. Now, Pikol Anal is Efer Efet, Loshon Rashi Parshaseinu. Which the Rebbe asked, Lechatchila, the question was, why is Rashi mentioned by Melochim as Kmin Nezer, Rashi Dachnishkin Sefer Shal Alachis? Pikol Anal is Efer Standik, Loshon Rashi Parshaseinu. Kol ha-meshiches kimin chof yivonis, chus mishal molochim shein kimin nezer. Das was Rashi zognim klal, kol ha-meshiches kimin chof yivonis, chotch as pirish Rashi al ha-teire nit ken sefer ha-lochis, eval darmit is mud gishimuven, vi azei de shemen ha-mishcha is shemen mishchas kedesh yiyu. Ad ha-meshicha tutuv der inyan ha-gdusha. Vuzetman Adosi der Gedder from Shemin HaMishcha. Zakrashi, Kol HaMishichis from Shemin HaMishcha Kimin Chof Yevonis. Was weiß kanal ados tutuv the kedushas very royal shapes. So this idea of kol hamishiches kimin Chof Yevonis is not stam as they telling us a piece of information. It's giving us the hagdor of shemen hamishchis. Shemen hamishchis is a shemen which tools off the lekadish lechayinli. And that's brought out by the fact that kol hamishiches is kimin Chof Yevonis. That's the nekudas advarim. So we're giving us like another insight in kol hamishiches kimin Chof Yevonis. Like this, you're saying stamaze, you're telling a piece of information. Kol hamishiches kimin Chof Yevonis. But here the Rebbe is saying no, that the Chof Yevonis represents that the Chof is lechayim. And kol hamishiches is the Indian lives to bring out the Chof lechayim, and that's why it's shemen mischash kedush. It causes the kedusha, causes the lechayim. Umalzraya veichachet suminyan anal. Adel even a mashiach kmin chaf yivonis. If arbun mit mechuvin and ufta from the mashiach kohuna. And that's in the kudas advarim. Kol hamashiach is kmin chaf yivonis means that the mashiach is kmin chaf yivonis in order to two of the kohuna. Is Rashi meisav araya by nit kohuna in the dod mashiach. Chutz mishal malachim shein kmin nezer. Mishichas Malachim was the Mishuch Takanit Fabun mit Kuhuna, and the Mishicha Nit Kimin Chof Yevonis. No, not even, was in Masim, together a Malchus Kimin Nezer. The point is, it's Kechof Yevonis. Chof Yevonis brings out the Inyan Hamlucha, that's what Chof Yevonis brings out, the Inyan Hamlucha. Chof Yevonis brings out the Inyan of Kuhuna, and Kol HaMashiches is Kimin Chof Yevonis, Chutz Ben HaMaluch, Chutz Ben HaMalachim, which over there is Taka different, and over there is Taka wasn't Kichof Yevonis. Over there it was in an Eifin of Kimin Nezer. So I mean, the Vayil of the Rebbe is like learning, it's not really such an easy word, that, in other words, Nekudas HaDvarim is that the Mashiach is Kimin Chof Yevonis in order to bring out that the Mashiach Tudu of the Inyan HaKohuna. That's kol hamashiches kimin chaf yivonis means the whole year of mashiches was kimin chaf yivonis, and that's why it was shemen mishchas kedush, the shemen tutuv the kedush. They were saying araya that lapel when it comes to malachim, so over there it's talking not kimin chaf yivonis because over there tutushuv the inyan akuna. So like it's araya yichachos to this inyan that the chaf yivonis tutuv the inyan hamalucha atid of the inyan akuna. Because kol hamashiach is kmin chaf yivonis, and chutz mishal malachim, which is kmin nezer, it's a different inyan, and that's why I was talking kmin nezer. That was the way, the first way the Rebbe is learning. Now the Rebbe is saying, with pashas yeshi yeshleimer, in the pirush Rashi, if the pesukim parshaseinu, vert le'etach amol der mont nesev lanal veg mashiachas malachim, that mashiachas malachim is different. Aval pi as in the psukim vet klal nid gered veg melech, the tam adover. Vibald adoy de parshif on asi Hashem and Amishcha l'day riseichem. Un l'day risot midoch de Hashem and Amishcha oich genuz far Mashiachas Molochim. De riwe daf me zogen as in di psukim do veg eich nirmas ad kol pon minyonim fu Mashiachas Molochim. Un de far der mont rashi do kame po amim veg Mashiachas Molochim. So even though Luchur is not so clear, where is mentioned Mashiachas Molochim? Now the Rebbe says in the Ara 56, Avshe b'chumish le'inamar, edes Mashiachas Molochim, abarareya ben chumish le'mikra, is yilmeit, zeh ben aviyim, lifnei sheyagiyah le'ben esel le'mishna, b'frat sheyitochin shegam b'lomdei parshazu, kvar yedeh ben chumish le'mikra, mima sheshama misipuri tanach, edes Mashiachas David Shleimei, which is connected to Malachim. What does the word Mashiach mean? Vare Mashiach nikra shem ha-Mashicha. So mainly the musig, so that means like saying over here, that the musig, that there's a Mashiachas Molochim, even though Rashi didn't learn, there's not in Chumash Mamish, But on the other end, it's not fremd to the Ben Chomish L'mikra. And Memele, so Rashi wants to say also that this the Shema Mishchas Chedesh L'deni Seichem, so this Shema Mishchas is also going to be for the Mishichas Molochim. Al Derech Zeh, and then Pirish Rashi. B'shas Rashi Zoh Kol HaMishichas, K'min K'chof Yivonis, K'dei Tzor Rizbring, Adar Eifin HaMishicha, is Ma'asim Tzupulas HaMishicha, B'avorin Tershen Derbay, as Eich Mishichas Molochim, is not even a masim together a malchus chutz mishal malachim sheim kemin nezer ukanav. Al kol ponim, the nekudas advarim is that the chiddush over here is the gather of chof yivonis. That chof yivonis is in order to emphasize the inyan ha-kuna, and that inyan is emphasized not only in the kayin but also in the rekikim masis meshuchim b'shemin, which is in parshat tzave, and even in the mizbeach, which is connected l'chayin. And the fact that Rashi mentions Benegia, the Mshichas Malachim, which is Kemin Nezer, is in 2 points. First of all, to explain that Dafke, the Mshichas Kuhuna, is Kemin Chaf Yevonis, because that's bringing out the Inyan HaKuhuna, Mashenke Benegia Mshichas Malachim, is taka different over there. It's not the Inyan HaKuhuna, and therefore it's not Kemin Chaf Yevonis, and therefore it's Kemin Nezer. And then also, that the Rebbe is saying that Vaisa is the Inyan of Mashiach's Malachim is something which the Ben Chomish L'Mikra knows about. And the Pasuk says that this Shem and HaMishcha is L'Deiri Seichem. And the Pasuk of the Mashiach of the Cain were only then. So Memele, maybe Mashiach of Cain, King Gadol was later, but I'll call upon him, the Mashiach was, the Mashiach of L'Deiri Seichem also includes the Mashiach of Malachim. That's what they're saying here. And also that just like the Mashiach of Zakenim is connected to the Kuna, that's the Chof Yivonis, so Alder is a Mashiach of Malachim is connected to the Malachim, which that's the Inyan of Nezer. That's the Nekudas HaDvar. From the Yena Shel Teire B'Pirush Rashi, L'Chuna Nidglatik, Amistake, as a Eichan Eis Malosh Yivoni, Kenin Teire Banutz Veren Altroshitevis, from the Loshen Kedesh the convert canal. But my time was Loshen Yivonne that Gilutz Dafke by them Inyan. Whereas Lechuri, you could use a regular Chof. Why Dafke use Loshen Yivonne? He's saying that it's a Kol HaMashiach is coming Chof Yivonnes. He's saying you could use Yivonne. You see, Tat Pekat Vishnayim, Tat Be'Afrik Yishtayim. So you could use Loshen Yivonne. But why Dafke Loshen Yivonne? So that the Rebbe says, the Bir Pnimi was, as you do the Pirish Pnimi from the Maimer Chazal, Ad Yevonim Timu Kol Ashmanim Shebeichu. Ashmanim Shebeichu Zan Maram Ezev Chochm G'dusha. Val Shemen Ez Bechines Chochma. And the Yevonim, which is Chochma D'Luma Zeh, Zayin Menage Tzu Chochma D'Gdusha, Zay Maran Gebracht Atumara Nechmano Litzlan in the Shemen Shebeichu. So the Yevonim brought Atumah B'Shemen Shebeichu. Now the Bittul for Klibas Yovan, how is the Bittul of Klibas Yovan? That during their Pach Shemen was a chosim b'chisam shel kein gadol. Their Pach Shemen is the b'china from Shemen Mishchas Kedesh, was also the darge from Kedesh, was a hecher from Chochma, from Welt, and from Seidesh Talshus. That's the union of Shemen Mishchas Kedesh. And on the river is not nor was Klipas Yovin kenet minatzeach zayin dem Shemen. Nor faker, the Shemen Mishchas Kedesh is minatzeach umavatul Klipas Yovin legamde. So there's the union of the Yevonim, where Timu Kol Hashmanu Shebeichel Chochma Deklipa, where Matami the Inyan of Chochma Degdusha, and then there's the Shemen Mishchas Kedesh, which is Mevatel the Musig of the Tumah of the Klipa of Yovam. And thus Eichel Der Tav Havas the Meshicha B'Shemen HaMishcha is Kmin Chof Yivonis. The Ramis Ad the Shemen HaMishcha Gider Keach to Mevatel Zayin Klipas Yovam. Biz Nit Nor As Yovam and Nit Menaget Zu Gdusha. No, Fakert. Loshen Yevonis Atzmi Verd Genutz Neshapach Likdusha. The Chof Yevonis is Matayr and Kaveh the Eifan HaMashicha HaMashach is HaKdusha Kena. So that's the Ufta that the Mashicha was coming Chof Yevonis, and really you're taking the Inyan of Yevonis and Fakert, you're using it out to be Meshach the King Gadol Kena L'Nochmer Magdim Refua, which is HaMashicha L'Maka Gzeres Malchus Yovan Arisho U'Nochmer the Yaft Elikim Liefes Yehei Ba'ol Hashem Shreiben Loshen Ve'esi Yis Yovan. That's where we learn out the Gemara that Yavta L'kim Li'efes and Yeh Ba'al Hashem, that you could use Loshen Yovan, the Ksav of Yovan, Shreiben Loshen Ve'esis Yovan, Vel Chis Mufchir Dav Zayin B'Sifri G'dushin Funit. So Vaker, so Gemara learns out that you could use Loshen of Yovan for Inyan of G'dushin. Laid them beer that Mnech Vashtein der Tam Pnimi if Avos is Chmin Chof Yivon Yidavka. Well, the Eis Chof and Meram is if Sviris HaKesu Kiyadoh. Was der Keos and Bavaro Zayin Loshen Yovani, Lahapchin Emser Kanal from Pchinas Keser Shalomayla Mishtalshus. So Mele comes out that the union of the Kitzu, the Kudus Advarim is the Chof Yivoni brings out the union of Kuhin. And why Davka Yivoni to bring out that Fakert, you being happy the union of Yivoni in order to make the king Godel, and that through that you'll be able to Mevatel Bechlal Chupas Yovim. And their union with Hashem is Mishchas Kedesh, is Mevar Loshin Yivonis, that Zayin Begoli Bishleimus Losid Lovi, when Demel Vet Nizbal Ver and Eich, their Kechab, this is Keser, Chochman Bina, the Klippa, Kemerum is Eich and Demel, the Shem HaMishcha, Igimah Givorn Lidderi Seichim, Kehle Losid Lovi, Eilomis, and Nochmer and Aifin, Askuli Kaim Losid Lovi, like Rashi brings in Parsh Kisisa, while their Teich and Inyim from the Shem HaMishcha, Vetzachuftam Bishleimus Seu Bekulei Losid Lovi.